muscular type thing.
Well, it's just we're running out of games. And fortunately for us a little bit, other teams of, I guess, teams surrounding us are helping us out because they're seeming not to pick up points as well. So now all of a sudden we have games in hand, and this is a game in hand. So you want to catch these teams, you got to win your games in hand. So that this is pretty pivotal for us for sure.
The majority of your schedule is against teams with fewer points. Is that encouraging or stressful that they might have it out for you?
You can't look at it that way, because in the sense that I guess Toronto has more points than us now, but there's a bunch of these teams that we haven't beaten that have less points than us. And for instance, we don't have as many points as Chicago, but we've beat them twice. So I don't know, is it better to play Chicago or is one of the teams that we haven't beaten yet? It's just, sometimes it's different because teams match up. You look at last night, I think Montreal and Boston played for the fifth time. Boston hadn't beat Montreal this year. So it's just different matchups. I think it, in some cases, show for whatever reason, some team can beat another team on a regular basis. But in the big picture of things, if one team has 75 points and the other has 73, that's negligible in points. I don't think it really matters. And then you look at some of these teams, for instance, Florida tonight, probably realistically not in going to make the playoffs. You look at their starting lineup tonight compared to the one we played on October 27th, I think there's 8 different forwards playing. But the guys that are playing are fighting for contracts. And this is what happens in fighting for jobs, not only for this year, but for next year. And I remember it's the same deal as it was in the minors. Like, you get to this time of year, you almost get more out of your team because of the situation guys are put in. So you look at, you know, the Hayeses and Peary's and Trocheks and all these guys coming, they're going to be flying. They're hungry hockey players. And so as hungry as we are wanting to stay in where we in our playoff spot, these guys are hungry because they want to make sure they're on the Florida Panthers next year. So it's battle level is going to be intense, so it should be good.
Do you think that having as young a team as you do, or as many younger players, that they maybe didn't appreciate the intensity level jump that occurs in the NHL later?
I would not say they didn't appreciate. I think that's, I don't know, I think I know what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know if that's the way I would word it. I would say until you go through it, you don't know what a grind this is. And that's with a 3-week Olympic break thrown in there as well. It is, there's something to be said about managing the season. And I think it's, you look at how important it is to get a good start. I look at that Anaheim, for instance. Nobody really noticing that they're, I think, in a worse skid than we are. But it doesn't matter because they could stop winning today and still make the playoffs. So they managed their season. They did what they had to do, and now they'll manage their way into the playoffs. Probably not with the record they thought they were going to have, but they'll be one of the top seeds. But they've got a lot more veteran guys on their team than we do. And I think unless, till you go through it, as I said, we've been squeezing the lemon hard all year. And I can't say enough about how hard these guys have worked. Rarely can you ever say this team cheats you. And may not be on the right side of the ledger every single time, but it's not because of lack of effort. And you're looking at these 20, 21, 22, 23-year-olds. They just haven't been through, not even the physical grind, but the emotional highs of lows and everything that goes on to prepare for a game in the NHL. And I think, as I said before, had we won 2 of these shootouts, all of a sudden people may not be saying some of these things, but we didn't, and maybe that's part of the grind as well. So we're trying to get through it, and our battle level is still great. So it's just, you know, some of these breaks that have gone against, that have gone for us most of the year, are going against us, and eventually they'll come back our way.